They left the dunes behind and began flying over a body of water. At first glimpse, it resembled an average ocean, the surface buffeted by wind and regular wave patterns, lapping toward shore. The water gleamed a surprisingly pale teal, but she'd seen waters of similar color on Scythia and Fivanava. Yet, as the ocean presumably grew deeper, as oceans were prone to do, the hue didn't darken. On the contrary, it lightened. Is the water glowing?
It's hard to tell.
Caleb blinked several times. I'm not picking up anything unusual on other spectrum bands, but it does appear almost luminescent. Abruptly, he moved back and out of her peripheral vision.
How long would you say we've been here?
She shrugged, her attention fully on the strange body of water.
20 minutes, maybe 25? Why?
My EVI says it's been almost an hour.
No, it can't.
She checked her own time and scowled.
I didn't note the time when we arrived, had a few other things on my mind.
Her focus now inward, she watched seconds tick by at alarming speed. 2.5 times the normal rate.
That is enough.
She leapt out of the cockpit chair, leaving the autopilot to continue cruising them above the ocean while she rushed to the data center.
What the diavol is up with this place? Are you telling me we're losing time?
I don't know.
She noted the tension in his voice and had the fleeting thought, well, at least something unnerves him. At the control panel, she set diagnostics running on several internal systems. The results matched her EVI's information, yet insisted nothing was wrong. Time moved forward under the same rules it always had, and the ship seemed perfectly fine with it. She was certain the seconds were passing more rapidly than they should, yet she couldn't sense it. Nothing felt odd. She moved, breathed, and talked normally, or thought she did.
The cloaking shield must be some kind of crocked quantum field, or maybe it was the portal. I didn't think to check the passage of time while we were flying. This whole space could be off kilter.
She gestured away the diagnostic tests in frustration.
I seriously do not like this, Caleb. You realize what it means.
He tread a deliberate yet circular path around the cabin.
Every perceived minute we're here is more than 2 minutes at home. By the time we return...
Everyone could be dead?
I hope not, but the situation may be worse than we expect.
She spun toward the cockpit, instantly a whirl of motion.
We need to go back. We can't waste time here while people are being slaughtered.
He grabbed her by the shoulders as she passed him, impeding her advancement.
We don't have anything to go back with. We return now, and we're as helpless to defeat the invasion as we were when we left.
But...
No buts. I admit this development complicates matters and is more than a little disconcerting, but it doesn't change the reality. As things stand now, there's nothing we can do back home except to get arrested and imprisoned, which I deeply want to avoid.
The graveled rasp in his voice told her he meant it.
But we can do something here. We can solve the mystery.
Her head shook violently. She pulled away to rush through the cabin. Her steps were agitated and mostly directionless, but she couldn't manage to stop.
Right. Figure this place out. Find the aliens. So we need to pinpoint the source, then...
His arms wound around her waist from behind and spun her to face him, holding her steady in his grasp.
Alex, you're panicking. You need to calm down.
Blood drummed in her ears. Adrenaline coursed through her veins, driving her to move, to act. Her hands trembled against his chest. Time vanished out from beneath her feet, one accelerating second at a time. But because she trusted him, she worked to concentrate her focus on him and him alone. His expression and his touch calmed her in their reassurance, though he was unable to entirely mask his own troubled thoughts, weighing down the set of his mouth.
If we want to help everyone, we can't obsess over what may be happening on the other side of the portal right now. A couple of extra days will be worth it if they mean we find answers. But rushing means we'll make a mistake. And making a mistake in this peculiar, alien place will get us killed. So, focus on solving the mystery.